Jim Jordan, IRS, FBI trying to crush Hunter Biden probe whistleblowers. By Jeff Poor on May 24, 2023. Tuesday, during an appearance on FNC's Hannity, Representative Jim Jordan, RO, warned the FBI and IRS were trying to suppress the whistleblowers who had stepped forward about how the Hunter Biden investigation was handled. Congressman Jordan, let me start with you, host Sean Hannity said. All right. So, first, I thought we had whistleblower protection laws in this country. And I also thought that Democrats love to even hearsay whistleblowers. But they only apparently like whistleblowers if they're going after Donald Trump. We now have allegations by both FBI whistleblowers and IRS whistleblowers that they're not being protected by the laws in this country and that the retaliation has taken place. What can you tell us about it? No, they're trying to cross him, and you're exactly right, Sean. It was an anonymous whistleblower who was behind the whole impeachment of President Trump a few years ago, Jordan replied. So they're trying to crush these guys because they're coming forward and not only tell us about the double standard in the attack on President Trump but the attack on we the people. That's the scariest part of all. But if you step back and think about this double standard for a second, Sean, think about this, 7 years ago, it was Jim Comey, Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok who went after President Trump and his campaign with no probable cause, no predicate, no evidence whatsoever. Mr. Durham told us that this past week. Today, it's Alvin Bragg, Fannie Willis in Georgia. And of course, now, it looks like Jack Smith here in Washington. Going after President Trump, he continued. And my guess is they don't have any real probable cause, real predicate or real evidence to do that. It just shows the double standard. And if you come forward and talk about this stuff, that's when they come after you. That's when they try to crush you. We saw that from those whistleblowers last week in the hearing. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.